What should we do when everything is going wrong? Hello there, this is Dr. Pete Pavelic. Thank you for joining me for this edition of the Daily Devo. Don't forget about our website, pastorpete.org. Lots of stuff you can check out there. I have been spending a lot of time in the book of Job over the last couple of weeks, and I've been thinking about this question. What do we do when everything's going wrong? Job does a fantastic job, a much better job, I will admit, than I would have done if I'd been in his shoes. For those of you who maybe aren't familiar with the book of Job, it starts off with him losing everything, his wealth, his animals, even his children, every single one of them. His whole world comes crashing down. And in verse 20 of chapter 1, it says, "Then Job stood up, tore his robe, shaved his head, and fell to the ground and worshiped God." That is his response after losing everything. So what can we learn from this man? Maybe you're in a position right now where you haven't lost everything like Job has. I pray that's not the case. But maybe you're in a position right now where life, well, it could be better. Maybe things are just hard and tough, and maybe you have lost some things and you're trying to hold on to your faith in this time. Can I just give you four things I see in the life of Job, four things I want to be able to apply to my own life if I'm in these kinds of situations, and four things I think that'll help you. The first one is this: even when everything's going wrong, we have to seek God. We have to be coming into the presence of God. We need to be praying. We need to be in scripture. We need to be chasing and running hard after the Lord, even when it's hard to do that, even when everything gets stripped away from us. I shouldn't say even when. I should say especially when that's going on in our life. We must be seeking the Lord with everything we've got. The second thing I would tell you is we need to stay faithful. We need to make sure we don't let the devil get into our life in those moments and get us off the track of being faithful to God. We need to be faithful to him, not just seeking him, but faithful to our calling, faithful to the things he has called us to do and commanded us to do. We need to make sure we are being faithful in every possible way, especially in those seasons that are difficult and tough. And here's the third one, and this one maybe is one you wouldn't normally think of, but I think it's important. We need to stay in fellowship. We need to be in church. We need to be in our Bible studies. We need to be in our small groups. We need to have faithful friends around us in this time, which Job doesn't really have, but you know, it's important that we stay in fellowship with people. We're going to find accountability there. We are going to find strength and encouragement there. And we need to stay in fellowship. It's so easy to try to run away and isolate ourselves when things are going bad, but we need to stay in fellowship. And here's the last one. We need to maintain our character and integrity. It's easy when the world is falling apart to just kind of let ourselves go, to let everything go, start cutting corners, to start doing shady things, to start just going and doing things we wouldn't normally do. In fact, a lot of times that's what people do. That's what gets them in trouble. Life starts to get tough, and then they start doing things they would have never done normally. So we need to keep our integrity and our character. Seek God, stay focused, stay in fellowship, and maintain our integrity. I pray that that blesses you. Come over and visit me at pastorpete.org. Have a great day. We'll see you again tomorrow.